Today, we name and recognize the many gifts that are so generously given for the work and purpose of our community of faith. Hopefully, you will recognize yourself as both a receiver and a giver of many of these gifts. Today, we celebrate all the gifts cheerfully given and the gifts we humbly receive. Let us pray. We are grateful for the gifts of music, prayers, preaching, reading, and teaching. We offer gratitude for the gifts of caring, visiting, phoning, and reaching out to others. We are grateful for the knitters, crocheters, fixers, painters, light bulb changers, bakers, coffee makers, and gardeners. We offer gratitude for those who give technical support and manage the sound system. We think of the gifts of art, the decorators, the photographers, those who draw and make things with their hands. We are grateful for those who offer gifts of leadership, those who offer their collective wisdom and decision-making on boards, in committees, and in groups. We remember those who spend time engaging with all of God's children, of any age or stage. We offer gratitude for those who offer yoga, fitness, nature walks, fellowship, group discussions, and Bible study through this congregation. And yes, we offer thanks for the generous gifts of financial resources that make it possible for us to gather and worship as a community of faith, as a family of God. These financial resources sustain this beautiful, warm building that we call our church home. Gracious God, you have called us into discipleship. Discipleship that requires action, that requires us to care for our neighbors and this world. May we continue to answer that call as we offer all of our gifts of time, talent, and spiritual gifts. Amen.